This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's Cesar Chavez Day could soon have a new name and a new focus under a bill advancing at the State House. Ray Solomon reports.
For decades, Colorado has recognized March 31st as Cesar Chavez Day. It honored the late hero of the farm workers' rights movement. But a recent investigation in the New York Times detailed credible allegations that he sexually abused multiple women and children who worked with him. Democratic Representative Lorena Garcia is a main sponsor of the bill to rename the statewide observance to Farm Workers Day.
We are acknowledging that the farm workers movement was not just one man. By having hailed him as the hero for so long, not only did it continue to re-victimize his victims, but it also completely erased all of the women that led in this movement.
The proposal has strong bipartisan support and is expected to pass in time for the March 31st state observance. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma was confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security without the support of Colorado's two U.S. senators. Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted no, like most Democratic senators. The two have been clear that they believe the department Mullen will lead needs an overhaul and guardrails in the wake of the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens by federal immigration officers. DHS has been shut down for more than a month as Democrats and the White House negotiate reforms. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Across the Front Range today, high temperatures are likely to be record-breaking in the low to mid-80s.